KFIZ News Time is 9:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on this Tuesday morning, final Tuesday of the month of February of 2021. And good to chat with Aaron Sadoff, Superintendent of Schools from the School District of North Fond du Lac. Updates from the school district there as we cover all different topics, including education here on the program. Aaron, happy Tuesday. How are you today?
Oh, great, Spencer. And when you said it might dip down to 31, heat wave. Woohoo!
I know. Well, I don't think the temperature fell at all overnight because I woke up and it was like 37 degrees already. And I'm like, whoa, what the heck is this? What happened to the deep freeze? But I'm not going to be the one to complain.
No, not at all. No, it feels good. Spring's coming, and it's a different kind of feeling. I think, at this time last year, we didn't know what was going on with COVID, and then boom. And now, all of a sudden, less than a year out, we've got vaccinations. We're getting better and better news, still being safe, but pretty proud of this community and our country for where we're positioned for the future right now.
Yeah, there is still kind of that light at the end of the tunnel and hoping things continue to progress, especially with the vaccinations. We talked with Sharon Simon yesterday for the Fond du Lac School District, and they're obviously hopeful starting March 1st that educators and education professionals will be on that list to get the vaccine, and that will be a good step in the right direction. But aside from that, I know North Fond du Lac, last time we talked, Aaron, return to in-person education was in the works. Update us on where that stands here as we talk this morning.
Yep. So right now we have our elementary kids in 4 days a week full time. Still have quite a few of the e-Oriole and that Wednesday. Still, we're trying to make sure we figure and do everything right and get things planned. And then next week, Monday, our 6 through 12 come back. 4 days a week full-time. Really excited about that. A lot of work to move in some classes into the commons at the high school because of the numbers, not going to be able to physical distance. But we got the masking, a lot of the cleaning. I can tell you, there's a little bit of nerves, but this staff is excited and ready to embrace our kids coming back. And then March 15th, we're open. And what we've done, too, with our schedule is we have spring break for a week, and then we have Memorial Day for one day. But we got rid of all the other in-services and days off, so we're going to have we're counting on having 9-10 weeks of great learning at the end of the year.
And you talk about where we were just a year ago with all that uncertainty and kind of, what's next? How much more can we take just a year out to, say that this is where we're at? You mentioned it before. It's a good feeling, even with the nerves that might be part of, kind of getting back to that normalcy. From your perspective as the superintendent, that has to be a good feeling to know that that's where you're at this point just a year later, right?
Yeah, and I think, Spencer, a big thing is, then they say when life throws you lemons, you make lemonade. Well, if you make the lemonade, you got to destroy the lemon. And what COVID-19 is it's that like that lemon. We don't get to choose if COVID-19 happens or death, but we get to choose how we react. And it's been tough. I mean, there's been questioning. There's been good decisions. There's been mistakes. But overall, what I'm really proud of is the amount of work. We are going to see probably some reading and math scores go be at a little deficit, but we're planning a big summer school remediation and continue to work on what we can do to help students learn not only math and reading, but science, social studies, and all the arts. But what we're going to see is we're seeing a really big uptake on independent learning, on learning how to deal with resilience and how to be resilient. And I'm really proud, too, of the staff. Many of them stepped up, and their educational technology skills that are going to be not gone, and our investment in that is going to be huge for the future to differentiate kids and their learning as they go through. And then a huge shout-out to Dave Manner, our buildings and grounds, and all of his crew. We've worked so hard now to get our buildings clean, and that's not going to stop. They were clean before, but now we've installed some more HVAC things. So our air quality and everything was good before, but it's even going to be something that's going to bode us well for the future. So I'm excited about where we're at. It's tough, and some things are difficult, but we can make it. One final thing I'll say about it is the collaboration. You talked about Sharon Simon talking with her. Sharon and Wayne Weber, Steve Hill, Bob Lloyd, Stacy Akey, Dave Schrader, all of the principals and leaders from across the county, have been working with Kim Miller and Danielle and their crew since last fall. And I'm really proud of how we've come together more and know each other and are supporting. So I'm looking forward to moving forward. It's not going to just cause, but we've worked really hard. Finalac County Education, all different private and parochial and also with public, I think we're going to come out of this in time a lot better than what we went in.
Yeah, it's an important thing you bring up. We talked to you, we talked to Sharon, we talked to, you know, other superintendents and school leaders throughout the county on this program and, you know, throughout the year. And, you know, we talk about how each individual school is doing and handling things, but it's really that team effort that's brought you this far, right?
Yeah, and what I think one of the big things that people will start learning is that this life is not a zero-sum game. Like, the success of North Finalac isn't based on the failures of Finalac, the Springs, or Laconia, or the success of Lemire isn't based on, you know, Campbellsport or WLA not doing well. We can, when we invest, when we work on our own, we have just the level of potential. But when we invest and work together, our potential goes out the window. And we're starting to break down those barriers. Yeah, we'll be competitive on the fields, and we'll be competitive in the court or on the basketball courts, and we're going to be competitive where we always want to one-up somebody. But when we talk about the education and the well-being and the acceptance and the developing of high-quality democratic citizens that can keep this great country going, the more we work together, the better we are. And plus, our goal is to get as many people to move to Finalac County as possible, because we have great industry, we have great business, and schools are at the hub of that. And now that we've kind of broke down some walls and barriers and worked together, I see some great things happening.
Talking with Aaron Sadoff, Superintendent of Schools with the School District of North Fond du Lac. Aaron, want to shift gears. I know we had been talking about the Treffert Way for the Exceptional Mind, the charter school and the school district. And I know there had been some looks at new homes for the Treffert Way. What can you tell us about that? I don't know how much you could say. I know there was something on the agenda last night about a potential purchase. What can you tell us about where that process stands in finding a new place for the Treffert Way?
Yeah, so I could tell just briefly some stuff. We're in the process. The Treffert Way board, a great group of people, went searching. So thankful for Andrea Welsh at the Children's Museum, and also Sharon Syme, the Finalac School District, for allowing us to have a school in their district boundaries. But we have to find a permanent home, and they went, the board of the Treffert Way went and looked at, I believe, 10 to 15 different buildings across the city and the community. And we're really interested right now at one right close to home, the Presentation School. So right now we're in the early, you know, communications about possibly making that the future home for the Treffert Way. A lot more to come. But the board last night authorized me the ability to pursue that, and it could be a huge win for the Treffert Way, for our district and the community. So nothing is finalized, but you know, and the full disclosure and openness of conversation, you know, we're working on some things, and we hope to have some pretty good announcements in the next few weeks.
Very cool. And Aaron, I know we usually like to close with a little sports chat. Winter sports complete, and now it's on to fall in the spring here for a lot of the schools in Fond du Lac County. Winter sports, I had a chance to see Coach Keel and the Lady Orioles play in their final girls basketball regional game against St. Mary's Springs. I know they had a pretty good season. Your assessment from the superintendent's role of athletics for the past winter season?
A big shout out to Matt Bertram, our AD, and the rest of the ADs. We made it. Our basketball, we had some quarantine, some games we had to reschedule or not do. But our basketball, boys and girls, and wrestling made it all the way through, and now we're at sectionals and state. Just really, and also kudos to the community, because we rolled the dice to have, you know, two and then four people per student come to games. And, you know, for the most part, the fans were spot on and understood the masking policy. It wasn't your typical season, but I'll tell you what, it was so great just having something go on. And I really thanks to Coach Smith, Coach Keel, and Coach Forsyth for all their work. And now we're going to fall and spring. So this is going to be fun. Volleyball and boys soccer and football for us. We also have middle school volleyball going on right now. And just a big shout-out to Ripon, Lemira, and Kewaskum. Thanks a lot, because all of the flyway football games are going to be played on turf field. So when we like play Omro, that might be at Ingalls Field in Ripon. So big shout out to those communities for allowing us to use turf. We already had our maintenance guy Davey. was out in a skidster, and he was taking, last week it was really cold, some snow off. So we're going to be practicing some football and volleyball and soccer soon, so it's going to be exciting.
Definitely will be. All right, Aaron, thanks so much for your time. As always, have a great day.
Hey, you too, Spencer. Take care, everybody. Enjoy the heat.
Aaron Sadoff from the School District of North Fond du Lac joining us here, Superintendent of Schools, updating us on what's happening in the School District of North Fond du Lac this morning.